More pressure is being heaped on Pharmac over its brand switch of epilepsy drugs. The chief coroner has announced she is launching an investigation into four deaths linked to Logam, a brand of lamotrigine. Now, Guyon Espiner has been investigating this issue for RNZ and joins us now. Guyon, we'll talk about the chief coroner's investigation soon, but there are some new developments on this with more information coming from MedSafe. Now, what are they saying?
Well, MedSafe today, after that coroner's release about her inquiry, put a release out saying some medicines need to be prescribed by brand. Now, this can only be seen as a challenge to Pharmac, really. It's talking about the fact that some conditions have what they call a narrow therapeutic window. In other words, they're quite finely balanced conditions, and for those, you should avoid changing brands wherever possible, as there is a risk of destabilising treatment for these patients. This is what MedSafe is saying in its update for prescribers today.
And just before we move on, we should make it clear. So MedSafe's the one that gives you advice about risks and if there are adverse effects and all the rest of it. Pharmac being the one who dishes out the money for the purchase of
That's
drugs.
Right. And yeah. And you'd have to say on this issue, they are at odds. You'll remember that MedSafe gave the initial advice to Pharmac, don't do this. It's against international best practice of switching epilepsy medicines. It's not worth the risk. You shouldn't do it. Pharmac went ahead anyway. Now we see today this update for prescribers. It's an update for prescribers. This is what they've released. They specifically mention lamotrigine, and they say that MedSafe recommends that prescribers follow the UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency advice on brand switching for lamotrigine. And that advice says, I've looked at this many times, that says only switch your anti-epileptic medicines on the advice of a specialist. Don't just do it in a broad sweep. So what MedSafe are saying to prescribers in New Zealand is follow the British, the UK advice, not the Pharmac advice in New Zealand. So it's quite an extraordinary state of affairs. And it says that in this MedSafe advice today that there is information to show that patients find this brand change difficult. So a real challenge again from MedSafe, and you can only say that MedSafe and Pharmac are well apart on this issue.
So not only does their original advice conflict with Pharmac, they've doubled down on it.
That's exactly it. They have doubled down on it today, absolutely.
So what is the coroner's inquiry going to look at?
Yeah, so the coroner's inquiry is what they call a joint inquiry, and in this respect, that means that they group together certain deaths to see whether they happen for the same reason under similar circumstances. So she's saying, Judge Deborah Marshall, Chief Coroner, that it's reached a certain threshold of public interest and public safety that she feels that this warrants that threshold of inquiry. So that's quite a big step today. That will take several weeks, if not months, to come out. I did speak to one of the mothers who has lost her son in a case that may well be linked to this. I mean, there was brand switching going on with this young man. She's keeping her name out of the media for the moment. I did speak to her by phone and have been in contact with another mother who has lost her daughter. They're both welcoming this inquiry. Pharmac also says it welcomes the inquiry. That's what government agencies say when these things happen. And they say they will cooperate fully.
But how damaging is it?
Well, look, this raises the stakes, doesn't it? I mean, let's see what the coroner says. And look, let's repeat again as we have been. We can't prove, no one can prove, that this was a direct causal link between the brand switch and these deaths and the other adverse reactions. But it certainly raises the stakes if the chief coroner finds that these deaths could have been prevented and you've got MedSafe having said to Pharmac, don't do it, it goes against international best practice. You've got to say the stakes for the chief executive and the board of Pharmac have been significantly raised if it is found that this was linked to their brand switch.
Have we heard anything from the government, the ministers, anyone?
Well, it's interesting because Pharmac has independence, and that's what people like about this model. The politicians aren't really supposed to get involved. I've been talking to the minister's office over the weeks about this. We know that Minister Clark, the health minister, was concerned about it. We know he made signals and there were nudges. We don't think he intervened directly or even that he's got the power to intervene intervene directly to force Pharmac to do this. But the opposition parties have been fairly quiet on this as well. They all kind of buy into the Pharmac model, which is right behind this, because Pharmac needs to free up the money to buy other drugs with it, and that's why they make these brand switches. The question on this one is, have they been too aggressive? Was it too risky to go against MedSafe advice to do this? But it's been something of a political free zone at the moment, and it's the agencies, your MedSafe and now the coroner, who are doing the work pushing into this.
Thanks, Guyon.